Episode 33, the one with the back to school blues.
Welcome to Truly Madly Smiley with your host, Lisa, the Smiley Coach. Lisa wrote this podcast because she wants you to grow up knowing you are not alone. She wants to help you feel confident from the inside out and know how truly, madly amazing you are.
This podcast is powered by unicorns and rainbow sparkles.
The only show where children can soak up positivity, confidence, love, and encouragement whenever they need it.
Are you ready to get your happy on? Let's go!
Hey, hey, hey! Hello, lovely wild hearts. It's Smiley here. How are you doing? Summer's coming to an end now as I record this, and there isn't much of the summer holiday left if you're in the UK. If you're listening in real time in the UK, it's August 2009, and I've had a bit of a break from the podcast, but I'm back now. So I'm sorry, guys, that means it's nearly time to go back to school. Boo, boo, boo. And that's what today's episode is all about. But does it have to be all boo-hoo-dee-boo-boo? Or can it be woo-hoo-da-whoop-dee-doo? Can it be that? Can we find a way to make it okay about going back to school? I mean, maybe some of you are. So how is it for you? How do you feel about going back to school? Do you feel like you've had enough time away? And perhaps you're getting bored now and you want to get back into a routine. I know I love a routine. I like to know what's coming next. Or maybe you just want to stay a little bit longer in your summer holiday bubble of bliss. And that's okay too. I don't blame you. Especially if you've been having a lot of fun. Especially if you've enjoyed your summer holiday. So before we start today's show, I want to say a big thank you for all of your emails and questions. I love hearing from you. I want to shout out to Mia and Lisa, who have sent in their vision boards. We made those in the book club. Now, that was a free club that I ran during the holidays, and you can still go and watch all the videos, all the recordings of those live sessions. I'll pop a link in the show notes for you so you can go and see those. It was amazing. We talked about the power of our imagination. We talked about energy portals, energy fields. We did some creative stuff, drawing and the vision boards. And I met some more of you, and that was lovely. So if you were one of those people that came along to the book club and you're listening now, thank you for coming along. Thank you so much for showing up. I also want to say thank you to Olivia, who made a smiley in the sand using shells and seaweed and other things that she found on the beach. I mean, wow, how creative is that? It blows my mind what you guys come up with sometimes. You really are quite creative beings, souls, little souls. I also got a beautiful gift in the post, a rainbow dolly and a lovely card to say well done on the book. And all your lovely comments about the book, guys. Honestly, I can't believe that I've sold over 1,000 copies. And isn't that just amazing? Have you got your copy yet? Remember, you can get it on Amazon as a paperback book if you like to hold a book in your hand. Or you can get an ebook if you've got an iPad or a Kindle. If you've got Amazon Prime, you can get it for free on Kindle Unlimited. So there's lots of ways to read it. And I want to say thank you because I really appreciate your gifts and I appreciate you taking the time to get in touch. You're very kind. But, you know, if you wanted to say thank you, there is a button on my website to buy me a coffee. I will sit in Starbucks with my vanilla latte and say cheers to you for your coffee. And, you know, you don't have to buy me anything, honestly. I'm quite happy just to be here. I love hearing from you. And I love it that we can have these chats every once in a while. And I'm just delighted to be in your world. So, yeah, that's the housekeeping out of the way. If you follow me on Facebook or Instagram, or your mum and dad do, you'll be able to see some of those things because I often share with the world if someone sends me a card or a drawing Because I think it's nice to share and to connect with each other. Now, remember, if you have a question for me or something you want to share, you can email me lisa@smileyforlife.com, or you can post it in the comments section for the episode that you're referring to on the website. Do you remember we talked about that before? So that's all the housekeeping, all the notices out of the way. What about you? Where are you at? Let's get back to you and how you're feeling about going back to school. Lots of you have been writing to me and letting me know that you're not feeling great about going back to school. And I get that. I really do. And so I wanted to talk about that a bit more in this episode. So let's start off with a smiley question. Always got a question for you. When I say the word school, what pops up into your head? So just close your eyes for a moment and see where your brain wants to go. Does it give you an image or make you think of a person, or does it say a word to you? Just close your eyes and think. Just go inside. You can't do it wrong because it's your imagination. So just go inside and see what your brain or your inner smiley wants to tell you. If you don't know what your inner smiley is, you need to listen to episode 1 where I talk about your inner smiley in there. But when I think back to my school days, and guys, this was a long time ago, I think about going to buy shiny new school shoes. I always had black patent school shoes from Clark's with my mum. And I also think about getting new stationery. Now, who is a stationery lover like me? Stickers and pencil cases and rucksacks and gel pens and Sharpies, and I bet you guys love going to Smiggle or The Works or Target or Paper Chase. Where do you go to stock up on all those lovely stationery goodies before school starts? That's the fun bit, right? The fun bit is getting ready to go back and preparing yourself, preparing your brain to learn and to be at school again. Or do you think about seeing all your friends and getting involved in clubs or something you love and you enjoy? What are you thinking about when I say that word school? Because, you know, not all of school is bad. And like anything in life, there is good and bad, light and dark, rain and sunshine. You can't really have one without the other. So it's not going to be all rainbows and unicorns, is it? And if we think about the reason why we go to school, we don't just go to school to learn information. We go to school to learn how to be with other people. We learn social skills, we learn how to make friends, we learn how to discipline ourselves, how to apply ourselves, to sit down and learn how to study. And at school, we can really get to know ourselves. We can find out and discover what we're good at, what we like, what we don't like. It's a great place to learn. But for lots of us, it's become a place that we don't like going to. When I think about school, and I can put myself back there quite easily using the power of my imagination. So if I close my eyes now, I can smell the school smell. It's a mixture of the cloakroom, stinky old trainers, sweaty gym kits, and the canteen, the smell of school dinners. It's a musky old smell. It had a certain smell, my school. It certainly had a particular smell about it. It was a very old building. And because I'm a wild heart and I'm sensitive, I remember school with my heart. I remember it with my senses. And I can see the classroom in my mind, and I can still hear some of the teachers, the voices of my teachers. Check out episode 15 if you want to hear about a very shouty teacher I had, my German teacher that I was scared of. I can feel the scratchiness of my school jumper and the heaviness of my big blue felt school blazer. I'm at big school when I think about this. I'm at secondary school. When you're sensitive, you can really put yourself back in that place without actually going there. But the thing is that if that place doesn't make you feel good, then you won't like it and you'll resist it. You'll push against it. So can you do that using your senses? Smell, touch, taste, sound and sight. Can you go back, or can you put yourself at school right now? And notice how that makes you feel in your body. Do you feel excited? Do you feel worried? Do you feel afraid? Do you feel angry? Do you feel cross that you have to go to school? However you feel, that's okay. Just Just notice how your body responds to you thinking about school. And that's the connection that you have with school. It's like the relationship, the friendship almost, the connection that you have with school. And here's the thing, and what I think is really strange about that, is that I love to learn. That's a smiley thought card, isn't it? It's a confidence one, you know, the one with the purple stars. Have you got a box of smiley thought cards yet? You can get them from my online shop, or you can listen to them for free if you have an Alexa. You just have to say to your Alexa, "Alexa, play Happy Thoughts," and she will. So I think it's strange that I love to learn, but I never liked school, and that's the place you go to learn. So it wasn't about the learning, it was the actual place and the way that I learnt. So do you love to learn? Let's think about what learning means. I mean, I'm a wild heart and I have a busy brain with lots of questions. I like to understand how things work. I like to explore and discover. I have a detective brain. It wants to work everything out. It's quite nosy. It wants to know what's going on. But my brain doesn't like it when there are lots of people around, lots of noisy people, big crowds. My brain doesn't like being rushed from one thing to another. My brain doesn't like being told what to do. It wants to work it out for itself. So when you think about learning, you think about the way that your brain works and the way that you like to learn. Do you think that might be true for you? Or is it something else? And I think that's why we find it hard to go back to school. Sometimes we go from being happy in our homes with our families, where we feel loved and safe and happy, back to a place that is noisy, busy, rushed, and feels out of our control. And we've almost been like a little squirrel that's been hibernating, aren't we? I know I have been. I've been hibernating in my little safe space. And now I've got to come out and I've got to go back and be in this noisy world that I don't really like very much. Now, if what I'm saying is making sense to you, you will love my Back to School Confidence Pack. It's a whole workshop with a super fun activity book with a map, and you have to make a plan of how you're going to get from your home back to school and feel okay about it, with my help, of course. You might want to check that out, because you have the power to change how you feel about school and what goes on when you're at school, you know, or how you feel when you're at school. You really do. And maybe you just need some practical tools and a little nudge in a different direction from me. There are things that I can show you that maybe you haven't thought of before that will help you. You just watch it on your iPad or on your laptop or on your parents' phone if you want to. Actually, I think if you have one of those smart TVs and you go online, you could stream it through the TV. Oh my, imagine my big smiley face talking to you from the TV. That would be funny and a bit weird, I think. But it'll be nice, because you know me and you know that I want to help you enjoy learning again, because learning is such an important part of life. So you can check out that pack. I'll pop it in the show notes for you. Right. So what I want us to do is I want us to ask some questions. So it's all about the questions, because only you have the answers. I can't answer the questions for you because you're all going to think differently. But what I'm going to do is ask you some questions that will help you settle into the new school term with a smile. So you can listen along and answer with me, or you can talk to an adult about these questions. That's a really good chat to have. Or you can write down the answers in your journal if you have one. Or as I'm asking the questions, you can draw. Now, don't overthink it too much. Just let your pen do the talking and see what comes out on the paper as you start to draw. You may be surprised. So are you ready? Here we go with the questions. The first question is, am I putting too much importance on school and giving it too much power? This might have something to do with the adults around you as well, because, you know, teachers and adults get very hung up on school sometimes. So what I'm saying is that school is important, but it shouldn't be your whole life. So another question you might want to ask is, am I bringing school home with me and making it take up too much time and space and energy in my home space? Now, your home space should be about feeling relaxed and comfortable and fun. Obviously, you've got homework to do, but how much energy and space do you give to school once school is finished and you bring it home? So again, I wonder what you're drawing when you see that. Maybe you're drawing, I'm now seeing in my imagination, are you drawing a picture of your house and colouring in the section that feels taken up with the energy of school? Actually, one thing I used to do when I got home from school, and I think this is a really good idea, and it may sound a bit cray-cray, but I'm going to share it with you. When you get home from school, take your school uniform off. You are very sensitive and your school uniform carries all the energy of all of the things that you've been through while you're at school. The energy of the shouty teachers, the energy of the children that mean to you, the energy of other people's words, the energy of maybe other people's worries and angst about school. Because you are sensitive, you might pick up on that. Take your school uniform off, hang it up somewhere, because that will make your mum happy if you hang it up so it's ready to wear for the next day, and give it a little brush down, like you're brushing the energy off it, brushing it all down, hold it in your hands, and then, you know, put it in the bin as if you've got something on your hands. Like, you know, I'm going to clap now and see if you can hear this. In the bin, put that energy in the bin, and then put on your home clothes, which have got all your home energy on, that's relaxing. I like to put my pyjamas on when I get home from being outside. In fact, I spend a lot of time in my pyjamas. I think that's a whole episode in itself. The next question is, do I have enough quiet time or downtime when I'm not at school? So downtime or quiet time can be being in nature, so going out in the garden or going to the park, having fun, being with your friends, being with your family, being with your pets, reading, doing what you love. Do you have enough quiet time? So if you don't, that's something you need to talk to the grown-ups in your life about. Because I know lots of children who have so many after-school clubs and so many things to do, and they have homework, and they feel like they're rushing about from one thing to the next, and they don't have enough quiet time. Now, if you're a sensitive person, and I'm talking about myself here, and it's different for everyone, I get cranky pants if I don't have enough time to be by myself, where I don't have anywhere to be or anyone to see or anywhere to go. I need that quiet time. And I know when I'm not getting it because I am a cranky pants. That's a different coach to the smiley coach. Next question. Are you ready? If you want to stop the podcast while you're going through the questions, you can, to give yourself time to think about them. And remember, there's no wrong answers. And remember, if you don't know the answer straight away, to just sit with it or write it down, leave it and come back to it, because your brain and your heart maybe need time to connect up to each other, but they will work out the answer. All right. You need to trust that you can work it out. Am I being honest about how I feel about school? Am I pretending to hate it because everyone else does? And that's just such a cool thing to do. Like, how do you really feel about school? Write it down or draw it or start to talk about it. Be honest. Next question. Am I putting off going back to school, not wanting to face it and accept that it's coming? Because it is, guys. It is coming and we have to face it. How does that make you feel? So we talked at the beginning of this episode about that, didn't we? We talked about how we feel about going back to school. And you can't change your feelings. You can't force yourself to feel something you don't feel. But I find when you're honest and you talk about how you honestly feel about something, you let the energy of those feelings pass through your body and it just dissolves. It dissolves when you give it a voice and let it pass on through. Next question. This one, I think, needs a bit of thought. Have I lost the fun part of learning and got caught up in the grades and the pressure of being the best? Are you setting yourself really high targets and goals? And are you making it about the grade you get? Or are you making it about the process of learning or getting involved in learning, being there and learning and enjoying learning? Or are you just fixated on the grade you get or getting the top marks or being the best at something? And you can also think about that in terms of art and sport. It isn't about being the best artist. It isn't about being the best footballer or the best netballer, the best cricketer, the best rugby player, the best swimmer. It's not about being the best. It's about how you bring yourself to learning and being the best version of you. And being the best version of you is about having fun. So if you can see yourself in your imagination and you're smiling while you're learning and you're smiling while you're doing it, you bring a different energy to the energy of you that turns up to school with a big black cloud over their head and a sad face and a grumpy face and a cranky pants saying, I don't want to be here. Don't make me do it. Don't you? Next question. Am I rushing? Do I need to? Do I need to rush? Where's the race? Can I slow down? Can I ask the adults around me to slow down? Can I say when it gets too much for me and I need to stop and take a breath? Just because everybody else is doing that, rushing, or doing it a certain way, it doesn't have to mean that you have to. You can choose to do it differently. You have choices and you can do it the way that feels right for you. Think of the story about the hare and the tortoise. What happened in that story? If you don't know, Google it or ask your mum or dad. Next question. What am I worried about? Is there anything I can do about that? Or is it out of my control? But this is really important that we write our worries down because it takes away their power. When they're rattling around inside our head, we're too frightened to speak up. We think people are going to judge us. We feel weak for sharing. We feel weak that we don't know. No. Get those worries out of your head. Write them down. What are you worried about? Because whatever you're worried about, it's always figure outable. It can always be sorted out. But you need to tell somebody, first of all, because, you know, we can't read your mind. We try to, but we can't read your mind. All right. Next question. Have I got a plan in place? Have I worked out what my week will look like when I'm at school and how I can help myself prepare for that? And again, if you haven't, you will really like my Back to School Confidence Pack because there's checklists in there and there's videos to help you get ready for school. And there's the actual workshop itself or the course itself, which talks to you about that map. Do you remember that map of how you're going to get from your house to school and feel okay about it? Great. Next question. What could make school more fun again? Is there a new club I could join where I could meet some new friends? Is there something else I could do to make it more fun? It's up to you how you bring fun into school. I think your energy, do you remember I said about you smiling when you're doing something? The energy that you bring to school is what makes it fun or not fun. So you're in control of that. You can choose to walk around smiling at people all day, or you can choose to walk around under your big dark cloud. That's up to you. Next question. What do I need before I go to school in the morning? So do you need more time, more hugs, a different breakfast? More peace and quiet? And do I need to ask for help? That's another question. Is there something I can't do by myself that I need an adult to help me with? Or the flip side of that, is there something an adult is doing for me or trying to help me with that this term I could have a go at doing for myself? It's good, you know, sometimes to challenge yourself and set yourself things to do which feel a little bit tricky. It's not bad to do things that are a little bit hard that you don't know how to do straight away and you have to learn how to do. That's good for you. That's good for you. That builds your inner strength. That makes you stronger. So if you find yourself unable to answer those questions or you still feel in a funk about school and you need help, get my Back to School Confidence Pack. Talk to a grown-up about it. Write and journal stuff down, draw it out, see what comes on the paper. Don't try too hard, just let go and let it happen. And I think you'll feel better when you've done that. As I definitely think that will help you. So for me, school was never going to be my favourite place. But when I look back, I can see that there were things I could have done to help myself. And there were things that I could have done differently. And that's how we learn, right? It's easy with hindsight to look back on something and say, I should have done that. I could have said that. I didn't do that. I'm not going to beat myself up too much about that because I was 8 or 9 or 10 and I didn't know those things. But I wish I'd known how to protect my energy from all the busyness. I wish I'd been able to ask for help and to have believed in myself more. I wish I hadn't compared myself to all the other children. I'd just done what was right for me, that I'd had the confidence to just be myself, even though some of my ways of being were a little bit quirky and a little bit different. But you get to know me on the podcast and I show up as that person now. I've got the confidence to say, you know, I talk about energy and crystals and I talk about the moon and I talk about things that not everyone is talking about. I just believe that the other children that like those things too will tune in and listen. And if it's not for you, then that's fine. That's okay. But I don't make that about me being wrong. I just have the courage to be myself, because we're all different, aren't we? And different is not wrong. I wish I'd spent less time stressing and tantruming over homework and just got it done. And then I could have had more fun. There's a whole episode, actually, that's TMS 26, the one with the horrendous homework. Yeah, episode 26. I wish the adults around me had managed their stress better so that they could help me manage mine. Because we don't have to get swept up in this craziness. You know, new beginnings, autumn term should be about fresh starts. It should be about excitement. It should be about a love of learning and a curiosity and a wanting to be there. So we don't have to get swept up in other people's stuff. Stay in your own lane. Otherwise, you will hate it and you will want to stay at home in your blanket fortress, won't you? In your blanket camp. And I get that. But you can't, because school prepares us for life in lots of ways. And I can see that now. But when I was younger, I was putting all my attention and time focusing on the stuff that wasn't important and that I couldn't change. And that's why I've made the Back to School Confidence Pack to help you, because I kind of wish I'd had that to help me too. So lovely, Wildheart, what will you do with those answers to those questions? What do you want to do differently as the new school term approaches? Do you want to change something? It's all in your hands. It's up to you. And there are adults and people around to help you. You have choices and you can work out what you need and what is right for you. Don't give up on the fact and just settle for this is the way it is. And this is the way it has to be. It can be different and you can make it so. You are a mighty wild heart. Rawr! Let me hear you roar. Go on, give me a roar. Give me a best roar. Show me what you've got. And if you want to get your hands on all the helpful stuff that I've talked about in this episode, be sure to jump on over to the show notes. You'll find them on the website, smileyforlife.com/TMS33. T for truly, M for madly, and S for smiley. This is also the place where you can write in the comments section with any questions that you've got about school. Remember, by sharing your questions and your thoughts and feelings and ideas here, you might be helping someone else. So be brave, be bold and be brave. And I'll be back real soon with another fabulous episode for you. But until then, I'm sending you lots of smileiness. I am your biggest cheerleader. I am always, always on your team. See you soon. Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed that, please tell all your friends.